Tale Raiden, and I Know It's True by Hart Nauvoo, read by Shiny Nickel 91.
Fandom, Game of Thrones.
They're not nice girls, but then, it's not like they have any reason to be. All the other crews ride with men. They're someone's old ladies, but they're not like that. They're not like that at all. Marjorie paints her mouth sticky red every morning without any need for a mirror. She's the best off, out of all the girls, maybe. Her family is lying in wait, waiting for the chance to rise to the top. For now, she's slumming it. Danny, who's got hair like the brilliant white of a firework, Marilyn Monroe blonde, except it comes to her natural, has the leader of a local gang wrapped around her finger. She's gonna call on him someday. Got a whole raft of reasons for revenge. A family that's pretty much torched, and a fucked-up brother who put his hands all over her before she even knew right from wrong. But she's sweet as sugar, if you get her on a good day. Other times she can get a little crazy, but they all know how to handle her when it comes to that. Asha, lean as a greyhound, brooks no shit. Her family's been running heavy H for a long time, and a couple of years ago her brother got messed up real, real bad by some rival runners. Carved him up like a Thanksgiving turkey. They say he's not even like a whole person anymore. She visits him upstate twice a month, and she sure as hell isn't gonna let that rest. She's got debts owing, that's for sure. There's Ariane, who oozes sex with the smell of her sort de pourri and cleavage so deep you could drown in it. She's usually the bait. She thinks women should run it all, and would give you the soft sell on women's lib while snapping her gum. She's the brains, really, and knows all the fancy words for what the rest of them just take to heart. She's more than content to blow kisses at cops and distract them entirely from what's stashed in her saddlebags. She says she enjoys being underestimated. They collect girls like discarded pieces of gum you find under sticky tables, girls whose lives have kicked them down, girls who have a list of people whose names they aren't ever going to forget. There's a lot of them in this dirty city, and girls like that, they stick together. The Stark sisters are their latest find, two girls so dissimilar that you wouldn't think they go together. Arya, so fierce she seems more animal than girl, hair scraped back like a boy's, is all swagger in her tight dungarees and oversized leather jacket. Little, but she's so quick with a knife that even Asha had a hard time catching her. And Sansa, schoolgirl sweet in her tight dresses and soft sweaters, except she don't smile. Neither of them ever smile. When you hear what happened to their daddy, old lady, and older brother, you understand why the fuck they don't waste their time with smiles. Looking at them from the outside, people would think that Brienne, as strong as any man, so fucking handsome in her cuffed 501s and motorcycle boots, cigs rolled up in the sleeve of her clean white shirt, would be the bull dyke. But what do they know? Brienne's got something going with the golden boy of the big family in town, pretty boy Lannister, so good looking it hurts. The way she tells it, laughing and blowing out plumes of smoke, he looks a sight better in a dress than she does, all very hush-hush. And it's Marjorie and her red-headed baby who have something going. Marjorie doesn't like to admit it, cause it shows weakness. But she thinks there's no better place to be than on her bike, with her sunglasses on, bandana folded up over her curls, her girl behind her, with her arms wrapped around her neck and long red hair whipping in the wind like an angel's. "You're my girl," she says hoarsely, into Sansa's neck, "and no one is ever going to hurt you again, baby, I swear." She knows all about that rat bastard. He don't have any idea what's coming to him. She got his number, and she's gotten in. Brienne's a doll, and she's real sweet on her man, but she's smart too, and her girls always come first. Not that Sansa needs anyone to protect her. A girl who's a little dead behind the eyes like that, she's got only one thing on her mind. But she's so pretty to look at, you know? Anyone just glancing at her would think she was just any Bobby Sox or cotton candy for brains. There's a thing about being in a girl gang, especially one like theirs. You dress up right, like a nice proper lady, no one will ever see you coming. And no one ever suspects you. Not until it's too late.
The end.